Well, Darren, great result for Finn Harps, best of the season, 4-1 away against Athlone Town, a side who certainly gave Harps trouble last season and maybe not so much this season, but it's a morale booster, and following on from that victory against Cove, no doubt everybody well pleased.
No luck here. Even when we were on the bad run, you know, I wasn't particularly worried because, you know, we were still putting in decent performances. Just unfortunately, excuse me, for us, we just weren't getting a bounce of the ball. Last night in the Cove game, we got them wee bounces of the ball. You know, we were 1-0 up and Athlone, you know, hit the post to maybe make the game 1-1, but it hits the post and stays out, and then we go on and get a second, and then obviously we speak to the boys at half time and say to them that the next 15-20 minutes are the most important in this game, and if we can nullify their threat in the first 20-25 minutes of the second half, then obviously spaces will open up in the final third in the latter part of the game, and that's what happened, and we're able to go on and score two more goals as well. So look, really pleasing, but again, I know probably the listeners are bored of me. I know some supporters are certainly bored of me, but you know, I don't get too carried away, and then likewise, I certainly don't get too down when things don't go in our way. All I wanted to see was improvement this season. That's all I wanted from the players. We have won 11 games. You know, I know people talk about the games we've all lost, but we've actually won 11 games. We're sitting 3 points better off than we did last season, and we've still 6 games to go. So has there been improvement? Yeah, there certainly has. And that's something that maybe sometimes goes unnoticed when everything's focused on results. You know, this group of players that was assembled together at the start of the season, everyone just wanted them to go out and compete. The players raised expectations and got themselves in that playoff position, and then all of a sudden everyone wanted them to be in the playoffs, to stay in the playoffs, and when a couple of results went their way, it was as if the whole ceiling had caved in again. I never thought that was ever the case, you know, because I work with these boys weekly. Supporters think that some of them don't hurt. Believe me, they hurt. When you're sitting on a bus 5 hours journey back home after losing a game of football, there's a lot of thinking time, and it's difficult, and they had to do that for quite a considerable amount of time. And I'm glad, not for me, certainly not me, but I'm absolutely delighted for all of my staff, and I'm delighted for all the players that are in the group, because they all stuck together and they've got their just rewards these last 2 weeks with the 2-0 home win over Cove and the 4-1 win away at Athlone. You know, scored 6 goals and conceded 1, so it's been a fantastic return. And then again, in both games, we had finished both games with a considerable amount of young players, which only bodes well for the future of Finn Harps. And that's something that I said last week in the press. You know, for the football club to move forward, we can't be bringing players in for 1 year and out the next, and then in 1 year and out the next. We need to try and tie down our best young players for longer periods, so that we have a foundation to build on. And these young kids, even though last year was tough, some of them have learnt and have got better this year, and the ones that have now joined that group will get better again. So, look, again, delighted for the players, delighted for, obviously, the rest of my staff, and I'm delighted for the supporters as well, even the ones that have, you know, maybe questioned the players over the last 5 or 6 weeks. You know, I'm delighted for them too, because I've always said if you stick together, both on and off the pitch, it's a lot easier. And look, as I say, it's been brilliant for the young players to experience both sides of it. A really good win at home at Finn Park, and hearing the crowd being so supportive, and then a really, really good away win to back that up. And again, we had a decent number of fans at Athlone. So again, all learning steps for the young players, and we now just move on to the final 6 games and see where it takes us.
Yeah, and so hopefully you can continue to build on this. Longford at home next week. We hear a lot, Darren, about, you know, confidence and strikers and momentum and things like that. The fact that Patrick Ferry and Success Odegaard both got a brace of goals, that certainly I'm sure it's a boost for them as well as the whole team, and it augurs well for going into the game against Longford next week.
It certainly does. I think it gives everybody a boost. I think it gives the whole team. We used all five subs again last night, like we did the previous Friday evening against Cove. We used all five subs. So it's a squad game, and everyone has played their part to accumulate them 6 points. And you know, I'm certainly not going to go on record on single players out, because you know it's been a collective effort. Even when the games have been difficult, it's been a collective effort as well. You know, they've all stood together and took responsibility. So I'm sure they'll all stand together and take the plaudits on the back. Going to Longford coming to Finn Park will certainly not be an easy game. Everybody looks at league tables and thinks, right, that's a given. Longford have just went and beat Bray. So that's where Longford are now, you know, and it was interesting listening to Damien Duff's interview as well. You know, people constantly look at results and they don't actually just look at how difficult it is to win games of football. You know, when you look at the top four or five in the Premier Division, some of them have only got one win in six, you know, so it shows you how tough it is above us. So it's extremely tough below in the First Division. I have said from day one, Cork were the shining light. They were going to obviously win the league. They won it earlier than Galway won it last year. But from UCD right down to Longford, everybody was capable of beating everybody, and Longford proved that last night with a fantastic win against Bray. So they'll come to Finn Park buoyant, with absolutely nothing to lose and nothing to play for other than pride, whereas we go into the game and we have something to play for because we're still hanging on to the coattails of the playoff, which is an astonishing achievement from a group of players that was put together at the start of the season to still be in the reckoning with 6 games to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, had things not gone your way last night and results elsewhere could have gone a certain way, you could have been 9 points off the playoff position, but you're actually now just 4 points off it, as you say, 6 games to go, so lots to play for. And another significant event during the week for the club, and great to see Aaron McLaughlin and Sean Patton both on Republic of Ireland under-19 duty. And, you know, it's great to see local players making that step up as well.
Yes, no, look, it's fantastic for Sean. Obviously, he came out on loan from Derry City, and you would want to thank Derry and Rory Higgins for obviously accommodating Finn Harps and allowing Sean to come out on loan. And, you know, Sean has performed. He maybe would want to score more goals because he's a centre-forward, but his performances have got him into the under-19 squad, and he obviously started the first game. Aaron, again, has been very, very good the whole time that I've been there. He had a huge impact in the first game for Ireland 19s, where he was brought down for the penalty kick, and he actually starts the second game this afternoon. It's a 4 p.m. kickoff Irish time, so Aaron starts in that game, which is brilliant, and it's brilliant for the two boys. And I'm sure the two boys would be the first to say that, you know, that it's been the backing of the whole group. You know, the senior players that I have in my squad try to speak to the younger players and give them advice and guidance. And like, it only bodes well for the football club to have obviously Aaron and Sean representing Ireland at under-19 level. But we had Oisin Cooney on standby at under-19 level, and we also had Gavin McAteer on standby at under-17 level. So even though that time around them two boys weren't selected, hopefully their performances from that time to the next squads are being selected, that they might be able to force their way into them squads as well. And again, that's something that's hugely important for the football club.
And finally, Darren, after the game against Athlone, have you pretty much a clean bill of health in terms of selection for next weekend against Longford?
I will still be minus Conor Turish. I'll also be minus Ryan Rainey. And then, obviously, Max Hutchison picked up an injury as well in Athlone last night. And Tim Hamer has been injured, but he's been able to sit in the bench the previous two games, but he is carrying a knock. So that's where we are at the moment. Outside that, we have a clean bill of health, and we have Sean Patton and Aaron McLaughlin both returning on Wednesday morning, so they'll both be added to the panel for Friday evening.